back. You're listening to, you would think, the Philly Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Collington, and joining me as always, it's the new father. It's Mike Giletto.
What's up, buddy?
It's good to be back.
Yeah, it is.
Congratulations on the birth
Thank
of your
you.
Child. That's
Thank
why
you.
We didn't have a show last week.
I was a little busy.
Yeah, we do appreciate you guys coming back. And we figured since we missed a week, you know, we had a little bit of a half show this week. We figured we'd bring an extra guest in for this week's show and make it a little special.
Yeah, a little bit.
So, hey, Grandpa.
How you doing? Happy to be here.
Returning, in case you can't tell by the voice, returning is Mike Giletto Sr. How you doing?
I'm on cloud nine,
yeah.
Of course.
First grandchild, right?
First grandchild,
I was pretty sure, but you never know. So congratulations to the both of you. Everybody's happy and healthy. Mom's happy.
Everything's beautiful.
Yeah,
couldn't be
good.
Better.
Ten fingers, ten toes. Can't ask for much more.
Correct. Yeah. And she's gorgeous.
Good.
Yeah, she is.
Good. And now,
it's awesome.
And that's great. And, you know, Mike's dogs are a little fired up because it's a new house and things are weird. And it's not a new house, but it's a new dynamic to the house.
Right.
So if you guys hear them going in the background, just ignore them. They should settle down.
Yeah, they seem a little quieter now.
Or not.
They seem a little quieter.
So do I.
Yeah. So we do have a lot of news to go into. We did miss two full weeks.
We did, yes.
Philly's made some big moves
yes.
towards the end of the trade deadline. And then recently, they
yep.
added Justin Bohr.
Yeah, it's a great
huge
for,
move.
For almost nothing.
Yep.
So, you know, the Phillies are in really good shape right now. They're still first in the division, right?
Correct.
Yes, still
first
up.
Place.
Yep.
Yeah,
a game
or two
to the
up.
Braves.
It's time. It's time to get excited.
It is.
Definitely.
I mean, back a couple weeks ago, I said, you know, you saw Dodgers get Machado. You saw the
right.
Yankees get Happ and Britton. I said, it's time to make a move.
Yeah.
Time to make a big move. And they did that with Ramos.
I think it's better off that the Phillies didn't make a huge move. They
I think Ramos
they made
is
a couple
huge
of
move.
Small little moves. Ramos is a big move, but it's not a Machado. It's not even a Hamels, I don't think. Just incrementally making the team a little bit better, a little bit stronger, while proving to, you know, the current team that you trust them and that you're willing to make the run.
I think it shows that they're not taking the year as a, hey, we did better than we thought we would do, so whatever happens, happens. They're adding pieces to say, you've played so good, you know, maybe we can do something to help you, and maybe we can take this a little further than just maybe making the postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. They're not just resting on their laurels and coasting on the big season they've had so far.
Correct.
But they're also not mortgaging future.
Absolutely.
I think they're doing a great job
yeah.
of managing the middle ground. They could have easily said, okay, we're going all in. Let's go get Brad Hand. Let's go get Machado. Let's go get Cole Hamels. Let's really gear up and make one run. And instead, I think management has shown that they're taking a more patient approach and are trying to win a couple of times over the next couple of years.
I agree.
Yeah. They're being patient, but not completely doing nothing. Like, they're still doing something.
Exactly.
To better this ball club.
The Bohr move was fantastic.
Yeah, I agree.
And now, Mike Sr., I have a question for you. I'm going to spring this on you. Did you listen to our show a couple weeks ago? Where
I've listened to them all.
Okay. So who wins the title first, Phillies or Flyers? And yes, I know I'm springing this
yeah,
on you.
Yeah, and it can definitely go either way. I think the Phillies are a little closer. So
okay.
just by that, if I had to bet money, I'd go Phillies. And I think it's a little... get the hot goalie. You can't say it's necessarily easier for the Phillies, but...
Phillies do have to go against...
It's a 50-50 coin
flip. They do have to go against
me.
The Astros and the Dodgers. There's more elite teams, I think, in the major leagues.
And the Red Sox. How do you not say
the
Red Sox?
Not in the National League.
No,
yeah, but to
Nationals,
win the World Series, you got to beat an American League team, too. That's how it works.
I understand. But just like in hockey, where you can run into the hot goalie and it doesn't matter how well you play,
yeah.
you run into two starting pitchers who are lights out, and you know, the A's were 10 times better than the Dodgers in the Kirk Gibson home run series. And with Hershiser.
Sorry, the one that happened like before me or Mike were born.
I understand.
I'm
just saying there are times where the seriously inferior team with one or two players, when they're playing that well, especially pitchers.
Yeah. Yeah.
It changes everything.
Even going to like the 93 team. The 93 Phillies team was not a great team.
No, they were the perfect team.
It was the lightning in a bottle team. Right, exactly. And then, you know, we just don't talk about Joe Carter. That one still hurts.
That it does.
That's up there with Joe Giravicious.
Yep, correct.
Correct.
Speaking of the Eagles, we had a preseason game.
We did.
They look good.
It was ugly.
I mean,
but
you
that's what you expect.
It's the first
preseason
game.
Right.
Your starters played one series.
Yeah, I take one thing out of the preseason game. I honestly only watched the first quarter and a half.
Because that's all you really need to watch in a preseason
Sudfeld
game.
Sudfeld was 10 of 14 with
yeah.
two touchdowns and one bad pick, bad read, but you know, he's young. and one interception that wasn't his fault. So I'd say that's a positive.
So yeah. 12 of his 14 passes got caught, just only 10 by the Eagles.
Correct.
Okay. Correct.
And one was a bad read where it looked like it was man-to-man, and the defender came off into his own coverage, and it looked worse than it really was, but it was a bad one.
Again, he's young, and you don't expect him to carry the load.
Especially when it's a read interception.
Right.
The bad throw interception, those are harder to take. The read interception, you can learn from those things.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the second interception was a deflection, totally not his fault.
See, halfway through the game, I changed it to the Browns game to watch Baker Mayfield tear up the Giants. That was fun to watch.
Yeah, but it's the Giants.
B, it's the Browns.
B, it's the Browns.
The Browns are going to be decent this year.
So what, they might win two games?
No, I think they have a chance to win six, seven,
eight
games.
How many wins do they have over the last three or four years?
The last 2 years, they have one win. Over the last 2 years.
Okay.
The last three, four years, they probably have three or four
how
wins.
How on earth does one player make a team?
It's not just one player. No, they got the Jarvis Landry, hell of a player. Miles Garrett on defense, their first overall pick. He's a hell of a player.
He seriously?
So anyway, back to the Eagles.
Okay.
A team that we actually care about.
Team that just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Back in February.
Have we said that?
It's been a while.
The Eagles won the Super Bowl. Dallas Goedert looks good, too.
He looks very good. Yeah. I like Dallas Goedert.
And the kid from Australia. I'm really impressed with
him. Mailata?
Yeah.
Yeah. He got some, like, fourth quarter time, I think, right? He was late in the game. But
yeah, I think he's going to make the 53-man roster.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to be a starter.
I think he's going to be a practice squad guy, if I had to guess.
I think he's on the bubble.
I think it could go either way.
Yeah.
I think it's leaning toward the practice squad if they can get him. You know what? He probably won't make the practice squad. Somebody will probably claim him before that. Yeah.
Somebody will sign him. He's got so much pure athleticism.
Yeah.
He just needs the football refining.
Correct.
A bad team will take a run on him if the Eagles try to stick him on the practice squad.
Yeah.
I think if you don't put him on the 53-man, he's going to be playing somewhere else.
That's a legitimate possibility unless he has that, you know, that quad strain.
Right.
You know, that always happens in the last week of the preseason.
Yeah,
the phantom injury.
Physically unable to perform. Right. So you stash him.
I said fortuitous quad strain. I did not say fake.
Oh, it's fake. But yeah, either way, I think he either makes the team, gets put on that quote unquote injury list, or he's playing somewhere else. And honestly, if they're not going to go the fake injury route, I think he makes the 53-man just because you can't let him go.
I don't know. Where are they drafting? Fifth round?
Seventh
Sixth,
round.
Seventh round?
Yeah. It's just a deep roster.
You don't have much to risk.
Right, it's a deep roster.
Yeah, and I know we talked the other week about how many running backs the Eagles are going to carry, and that might come at the expense of this guy. So, you know, the fact that they might carry an extra running back or two might cost you this guy.
I'm convinced, speaking of running backs, Pumphrey's not making this team.
No, I agree.
I would have said he has a good chance last week or 2 weeks ago, but he couldn't even get into this preseason game. I think he was a little banged up.
There are still three games left, so
you can't get in the first preseason game when you're fighting for a roster spot. That shows me all I need to see.
And he hasn't had a good camp.
No, he's
on top of it.
I mean, we've been talking about hype for him for the last 2-3 years.
Right, and they've kind of done that little injury stash. They've really protected him to try to keep him on this roster.
Right.
But it just doesn't look like he has it.
No.
And I talked about it on the show 2 weeks ago. There's no development in the NFL. You're either good enough to make the team or you're not. With very few exceptions, you know, your Kurt Warner's playing in the Arena Football League bagging groceries. With very few exceptions, you're either good enough to make an NFL roster or you're not coming out of college, period. And there's very little wiggle room on that. And it just doesn't look like Pumphreys is good enough.
Yeah. I agree.
It's just pure simple fact, especially with how deep the Eagles are.
Yeah, they have a lot of guys in front of them.
Right. Now, he might go to another team and be a third running back on a bad team and get some carries and look good and actually develop a little bit. But there's only so much you can do by just working out.
Yeah.
Right. And he's had professional facilities for the last year or 2 years, but you're not getting game time. It doesn't matter. But no. So, you know, maybe he's not an Eagle.
I don't see it.
I don't either.
It's a definite cut.
Definite cut.
Okay.
You can't play an entire off or go an entire off season having had a terrible rookie year, come into camp and be bad the first 2 weeks of camp.
Yeah.
It means you didn't learn or progress at all, and they don't play you in the first preseason game because either through injury or lack of desire to play because you're showing nothing in camp. It's just the handwriting's on the wall.
Hey,
it might even be a first cut.
Yep. Hey, speaking of definite cuts. What would you cut from Mike's list of sports movies? Because there were some stinkers on that list.
There were not stinkers.
I don't know if there was any stinkers.
I talked about stinkers, and you only heard, like, saw half of the list. We only saw half of the movies that were on the list.
What was his number one?
Miracle.
Miracle.
Yeah, that's... I love the movie. Way too high.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think I
put it up there for sentimental reasons.
And I told Mike this off the air. I haven't told you. My dad actually called me the second he heard Miracle is... You know, the number one movie, and he calls me yelling and screaming about how much an idiot Mike is.
Okay, first off, he didn't see
you
like.
You didn't put Remember the Titans on the list.
I didn't
list,
like
Mike.
Remember the Titans. I didn't like it.
Go with I Forgot.
No, I didn't like it.
You sound a lot smarter with I Forgot.
I didn't.
Listen, like, smart has never been his strong suit.
I didn't like the remember movie. The it was Titans. Corny.
Remember the Titans is a.
The Natural is on the list, and you're calling Remember the Titans corny?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. But first off, your dad can't really say anything because he didn't see like three of the movies either. And
listen, nobody's seen Mystery Alaska.
He probably would have put, you know, Rudy on the list, and that's a god awful
movie. Oh, he hates Notre Dame. He wouldn't put
Rudy.
Okay. No.
Well, there you go.
That's where I get my hatred of Notre Dame from.
Hating Notre Dame does not make Rudy a bad movie.
It's just a bad movie.
Rudy just is a bad movie.
Rudy's a bad movie.
Rudy is not a good movie.
Remember the Titans. Not only was it a great sports movie, it could make a top 100 list of all time
just movies. Period.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how, you know, you didn't like the movie for whatever reason, and you're sticking to
you're
that.
You're stupid. It's fine.
I didn't love it. That's all I'm saying.
Movie.
And listen, it's probably on the bubble. Like,
it's not on the bubble, Sunshine.
it's top 10 slam dunk.
Okay.
Hey, sports movies, it's top 10. Slam top 5, maybe number
dunk.
1.
It's probably top 3.
I disagree with you both here.
Okay.
I disagree with you both.
I mean, in my opinion, Rocky was a little high at number 4.
I agree.
But,
I
like,
agree.
You know,
I
that's... I
it's
will,
Philadelphia.
I will chalk that one up to a list, right? The fact that it's your list.
Right.
And I think Rocky probably deserves a place. If you're doing a Philadelphia sports podcast,
sure.
Rocky probably deserves a spot on the top
10. I think my number
2
was dead on.
I don't even remember what you're talking
about.
Field of Dreams. Yeah, you can't... you got me right on there.
It's top 10. I don't think it's the second best sports movie of all time.
Again,
it's probably
it's
top 5.
It's
probably top
5.
Movie.
Yeah.
No, 2 is really, really high for me.
What's 2
it's,
for you
it's
then?
Right there
I still
for
haven't
me.
Heard your list.
You
like,
haven't heard my list. Okay,
do
so.
Do you have one? Did you
I'm
come
gonna,
prepared?
I did not come prepared, but I'm still going to do this.
What were the odds?
that he didn't come prepared?
I'm actually just going to do top 5 here.
Okay.
You vamp for a minute while I figure out this list.
All right. Because. He can't have movies. He can't have a movie like Mystery Alaska. He's never seen it. Tell him how good Mystery Alaska is.
Mystery Alaska is an absolutely fantastic movie.
I understand, but you also heard Mike's summary of it, right? The New York Rangers play against a beer league team on a pond. How dumb does that sound?
It sounds about as dumb as a know-nothing fighter from Philadelphia being given a shot at the title against the best fighter in the world.
That at least has
which
some
is actually
story.
Based on a true story.
No, I know. Yeah. But, I mean, okay. All
and,
right,
and his explanation of it is a little bit off. I mean, not off. It's a little bit simplistic.
Yeah,
I did.
There's
a lot
simple.
More to it.
Full
than
disclosure:
that.
I did ask for the 2-sentence, the real quick, the Cliff Notes
there's
version.
There's a lot more to it than that.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Off the top of my head here, this is probably not going to be what my final list is. 5. I'm going to go Rocky.
Okay.
Kind of for the same reasons that we talked about. It's a classic. It's an all timer.
Can't go wrong.
I'll go Field of Dreams at number 4.
Okay.
I will put
okay.
it in the top 5.
Okay.
If I sit down and think about it, it might end up 6, something in that neighborhood.
You're on the spot, so we'll forgive that.
I'm going to go Miracle at 3.
Okay.
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 God, I don't want to just say these things. I want to make sure my 2 and 1 are good.
Well, we know Remember the Titans is on either 2 or 1, right?
Yeah.
You're going off about how great this movie
2,
is.
2, I'm going to go with a movie that you forgot, actually.
Movie I forgot.
I'm going to go with Hoosiers.
I didn't forget about Hoosiers. I didn't forget about Hoosiers.
So you just
it was, no,
decided
it was, no.
not to put it on the list?
It was no, it was a bubble.
So you decided not.
I think
to,
I had it.
So you decided not to put it on the
no,
list?
No, yes, I had it right there around.
No, yes.
I had it right there
talk,
around
Mike.
Around 10, 11, 12, and then it was my like final cut.
Okay,
Hoosiers was close.
That is a fantastic selection at 2.
Yeah,
that movie was terrific.
And Mike forgot
terrific,
that.
Terrific. Yeah.
I didn't forget
and then
I didn't forget it. I just left it. You know.
Again, I would go with I Forgot It, Mike.
And then one, I'm going with Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
And this might not be my final end-all, be-all list, but off the top of the head, that's my 5.
Okay.
So you can let us know on Twitter, at YWT Podcast. Oh, I forgot all the plugs at the start of the show, didn't
whatever.
I?
That's fine.
Yeah.
it's been a while.
you can let us know on Twitter, at YWT Podcast. Who has the better list, me or Mike?
Surprised you didn't put, like, Seabiscuit on your list.
Reminder.
Or Ricky Bobby. What a great movie. Is that considered a sports movie?
Is that a sports movie?
I don't know.
If that's a sports movie, people consider NASCAR a sport.
It's borderline.
What's the number above one? That's where Ricky Bobby goes.
If you're not first, you're last.
it's a great movie, but some people consider NASCAR a sport. It's not, but...
Anyway, you can find the show on Twitter at YWT Podcast. You can also find me at K Collington and Mike at Mike_Diletto. You can find the show on Facebook, Instagram, Podbean, iTunes, Google Podcast, LastWordOnSports.com. Sorry. Let's get into the show for real. No,
can we just talk about sports or talk about movies the rest of the show? I watched Baby Driver for the last time last night.
Yeah, I told you about that movie like 8 months
ago.
It was
so good.
I told you about that movie like 8 months ago. Now we're getting off.
It was terrific.
Well, listen, if car driving's a sport, then is Baby Driver a sports movie?
Right. He actually never seen it. It's
really good.
So this is no longer you would think. This is you would see.
Yes, you would see. It's a great movie.
Anyway,
I was impressed. Anyway, go ahead.
Wait. Actually, I'm sorry. I just remembered part of your list.
Okay.
So, NASCAR is not a sport.
Uh-huh.
But golf is, Mr. Caddyshack?
Yes.
Explain.
Golf takes talent.
Okay.
You just press a button to drive. I go out in my car every day and I drive.
Yeah, and I've seen you drive. You're not good at it.
I'm decent.
When's the last time you drove a car 190 miles an hour with 41 other guys this far from you?
If it was legal,
I could do it. I'm holding my fingers about an inch and a half apart.
Are you saying it takes talent to drive fast, turn left, drive very fast, turn left again, drive very fast, turn left one more time, drive very fast, turn left one more time, repeat 200 times?
Listen, I watched NASCAR as a kid, kind of growing up, you know, kind of within the family.
My condolences.
Yeah, me too. I don't really watch much anymore, but I do recognize that it takes more talent than people think.
Oh, I didn't say it didn't take talent. It's not a sport.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a difference there.
Okay, so golf is a sport. You hit a ball that's sitting still, and then you walk over to it and you hit it again, and then you walk over to it and hit it again.
So if you're good at physical skill,
driving a car.
Right, physical skill is different than a sport. By my own definition, a sport is something that involves running or a similar type motion and a ball or sphere of some sort, and you can't do it with a beer in your hand. Now that's
you can golf with a beer in your hand. Let's be honest.
That's his point.
That's what makes golf not a sport.
Is it legal to race NASCAR with a beer in your hand?
not since the '70s.
You don't run and there's no ball.
Okay, I understand where you're coming from. That's fair.
Is tennis a sport? Because you don't technically run.
Is boxing a sport?
Not by my definition.
Okay, no. There's no sphere. Okay, fair enough. Anyway, so I guess badminton isn't a sport either.
It is. No, you run.
It's kind of a ball or sphere, like a
hockey puck.
That's fair.
It's not a ball, but it's a sphere.
That's fair. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Listen,
welcome back.
We missed last week's show, and we just have a whole bunch of pent up conversation.
I think that's okay.
It's the summer. The only news we have going on is the Phillies, and they're crushing it. You know, we got a little bit of early Eagles news, but it's the preseason. There's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
The Flyers haven't reported yet. We don't talk about basketball. Like, there's really not much to talk about. You know,
we could make top 25 under 25, or
or
a whole bunch of top five lists. Like Phillies Flyers have been doing.
Hold on.
All right, go ahead.
Hold on. So, yesterday I'm at dinner, and Mike sends me a clip. I don't know if you're aware of this.
No, he's not. I don't think he knows who they are.
Mike sends me a clip. Are you aware of Broad Street Hockey?
No.
Yeah, you shouldn't be. They're a media outlet, I guess you can consider. Right. They're a media outlet, and they put out good articles. I enjoy their articles.
Is this the company that does that?
This is the company who is in love with the Corsi stuff.
Corsi, right, yeah, okay.
I'm familiar with them to the extent of listening to the show.
So I assume this clip was from a recent Broad Street Radio?
Last Tuesday, yes.
There's a clip from a recent Broad Street Radio, and one of the hosts, I believe her name is Steph. It was Steph, right?
Yes.
It wasn't?
Yes.
Okay. So Steph's talking about why Corsi matters, and... You know, regardless of the fact that it doesn't, she's talking about the fact of why Corsi matters. And someone in the background shouts, "You would think, you would think."
They did.
So we would just like to take this opportunity.
Thank you for listening.
We would like to take this opportunity, Bill. I know you're listening to this. I am here to officially, formally invite you on next week's show.
I actually like Bill.
So that we can have a conversation. I don't mind Bill either.
No, I actually like it. He's the only one over there that knows what he's talking about.
I don't mind Bill either. He's knows a South Jersey he's boy.
Awful.
He's a South Jersey boy. He knows what's up.
He actually is the only one over there that knows what he's talking
I'm
about.
I'm willing to invite any member of Broad Street Radio on the show next week. We will record on Sunday morning. Please message us on Twitter at YWT Podcast. Our DMs are open. Please message us and we'll coordinate. There this is go. An official call out. We are inviting you on the show to explain your side of things and why Corsi matters.
We'll tweet you, too, to get the official invite out
there. Yeah, we absolutely will.
Would it make sense to advise everyone, like myself included, exactly what the basis is for Corsi? Like, why it should be? I understand you're saying it doesn't matter, and so, I probably would agree.
I'm going to explain this, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mike.
Okay, yeah.
How I understand Corsi is it's how many shots your team takes when you're on the ice versus how many shots your team gives up when you're on the ice.
Basically.
So, for example, if Wayne Simmonds in this game, the Flyers take 10 shots while he's on the ice, and the opposing team takes 20 shots while he's on the ice, his Corsi is minus two.
Minus two?
Right, because it's a 2-to-1 ratio.
Oh, okay. I believe that's the case.
I don't even know. I didn't even dive into the analytics, but
if the Flyers take 10 shots and the opposing team takes five, his Corsi is plus two. Because they took twice as many shots as they gave up while he was on the ice. Okay.
So what if it's 6-5?
Then it's like 1.87 or like whatever the breakdown is. It breaks down to 0.05.
Whatever the formula is, it's shots you take versus shots you give up.
If the Flyers take 100 shots and give up 99, then his Corsi is like 1.01 or whatever.
They just use it as a measuring stick of how good players are and just watch a player.
On its face, it seems reasonable.
No.
But like... how many shots the team gives up is so much more important on other things.
If you knew the way that they used it, it's
and they
a little
use
different.
It as the end all be
yes,
all.
Yes, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. It seems like on its face, it has some value.
They use it like baseball people use batting average.
Well, batting
it's
average
that
is
important,
I think.
No, that's what I'm saying. Right, but that's how Corsi people use it.
Right.
They use it as a batting average level statistic in terms of importance.
Yes, well, it's not taking
and it's just
into,
not.
Yeah, it's not taking into account the quality of the shot. Yeah.
And there are further advanced stats where they do things like quality of shot and expected goals for and expected goals against. I don't even know how that's calculated. That just seems
to
like
me,
guesswork.
I don't care about the numbers. I can watch a hockey game and know who's good and who's bad.
Right.
I don't need a computer screen to tell me that. I don't need a spreadsheet to tell me that.
Tell me how many points he has. Tell me what his plus minus is. Tell me how many games. Tell me how many games the team won.
Right.
Those are the stats I care about.
And I'll even be honest, like I think plus minus is overblown. Like
I agree.
There's times where plus minus is completely irrelevant.
Right. You jump off the ice as the other team's scoring, you get a minus for it. It's a little.
And it's a joke that you get a plus minus for an empty net goal. That's a joke.
I agree.
But
regardless, this is your official invite. Steph, Kelly, Charlie, Bill, whoever else is over there. Any or all of you are invited to come on next week's episode of You Would Think. We'll record on Sunday morning. We'll talk to you about details in Twitter DMs. Please, I would love to hear your side of the story and why you think it matters.
Yep. See what you did there?
Yeah.
I finally get it, like the one guy on the show.
Hashtag stats that matter.
Hashtag stats that matter.
So, anyway, there's my call out.
I got off topic a lot.
I ranted
today
and raved a little bit because not only did they call us out, they didn't even have the courtesy to plug it.
Right.
I plugged Broad Street Hockey, right? They have nice articles. I haven't heard their Broad Street Radio product, but I get the impression it's a decent product.
It's okay.
They didn't even have the courtesy to, you know, really acknowledge us. So that's what upset me more than anything.
So it's real subliminal when they
If you guys want to take your shots, that's fine. Come take them live on the air.
Yep.
And then we'll show up on Broad Street Radio
punch
and we'll
punch.
Come back at you. Let's go.
Punch for punch.
You show up on our show, we'll show up on your show. Everything's hunky-dory.
I'll give you my least favorite quote. That's fair.
So anyway,
what a shit show this has been.
Right. So, Mike, true or false?
You Which named Mike?
Junior. You named your daughter after Carter Hart.
False.
Are you sure?
It looks yes.
Well, give us time.
Right. Exactly. It depends on how he pans out, right?
If he's good, then a yes, absolutely,
exactly.
You're a genius. If he's a bust, then no. No,
exactly.
It was a coincidence.
And then her middle name after Joel Embiid, obviously.
After Joel Embiid,
obviously.
Right. Well, that's good to hear. You know, if Carter turns out to win a couple of Vezinas, then you absolutely named your kid after
100%
after him. Okay.
I'll take one cup over six Vezinas.
Oh, yep. Same.
100%.
Absolutely. Honestly, I think it's greater than. I'll take the over on one cup.
Let's win one first.
If he turns out to be as good as we all think he is, I'll take the over.
I think he's your goalie by midseason.
I don't think you're off there. And I've, you know, drawn it out a couple of times. One of your goalies goes down. He steps in. If he plays well, I'm not taking him out.
Exactly.
I'm taking him out for rest days, but it's his crease until he gives it up.
Right.
No matter who it is, if Elliott gets hurt, put him in. If Neuwirth gets hurt, put him in.
When Neuwirth gets hurt. When he gets hurt.
Probably about 8 minutes into the first period.
It's painfully obvious they don't have an elite goaltender on their roster, on their NHL roster.
And they haven't since Tekstra.
Right.
It's been a while. So, yeah. You have flashes of brilliance, but nothing sustained.
So if the circumstances present where he does get a chance to show what he can do, and he is very good.
If he lives up to the hype.
He'll be here for 15 years.
Yeah. If he lives up to the hype, then the crease is his. Right? But the last time that we had a good franchised goalie was the man who's now running the franchise, correct, for all intents and purposes. Well,
let me ask you a question. Let's dive into this real quick. But either of you.
Okay.
Erik Karlsson still is an Ottawa Senator. Do you pick up the phone and make a trade? Would you want Erik Karlsson here?
Depends on what it is. We've talked before. He's got 1 year left.
He's a UFA free agent next year. You'd have to re-sign him, probably, if I had to guess, 8 years, $11 million.
Honestly,
that's probably what he'd want.
He probably wants more than that.
I
know that's what Doughty got.
Yeah.
I think if Karlsson wants to test the market, he's been clear about that for 3 years. Now, I don't know how much of that was get me out of Ottawa and how much of it was I actually want to test the market.
I think a little bit of both.
Right. He could probably get 14 on the market.
I don't know if anybody's going to pay anybody $14 million. Tavares didn't get that.
I know. But Tavares could have gotten that, to be fair. San Jose offered him 13.
Maybe.
He took a hometown discount to go to Toronto. I would trade for Karlsson knowing that re-signing him is a coin flip.
Oh, of course.
No. Like, I would make that trade.
Oh, I get you.
I would probably give up Simmons, Sanheim, Myers.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot. Now, I don't know how much value Simmons has.
To them, probably not much.
Right. And it also depends on if Ottawa is still being insistent about the Bobby Ryan contract getting traded. Because I don't want any parts of that contract.
Right.
You and I talked about that the other day. Bobby Ryan's contract is atrocious.
Yeah, it is.
He's got like 5 years left at $7 million or something outrageous.
Right.
And I want no part of that contract. I know you're not a fan of the Jake contract, Senior. No,
I don't care about the contract.
He just doesn't like Jake.
That's fair. But if he was making $4 million, you'd be a little more forgiving.
Not really.
Okay. Well, Bobby Ryan's contract is probably worse.
But, like, would you do Sanheim and 2 firsts?
So 19 and 20?
Yeah.
Oh, before you evaluate things, you're very much in a similar situation there as you are with the Phillies and Machado and things like that. Why trade a ton for a guy that you can sign in a year?
You might not be able to sign for a year.
I don't necessarily think that the Flyers should sign him long term. I'm looking at him almost as a rental. Because this is the year where you have the cap space.
Well, no, if you trade for him, you're going to try to re-sign him. Because you're going to have to give up a lot to get him.
As I understand.
So you're not going to give up a lot.
You might not have to. Eugene Melnyk needs to move him.
Nah. I think the reason he hasn't been traded yet is because he hasn't gotten an offer he's wanted.
I think they're being really stubborn with the Bobby Ryan thing. And if that's the case, I don't want him. But no, I would trade Simmons, Sanheim, Myers. Maybe not Sanheim and Myers for 1 year of Karlsson.
For 1 year of Karlsson? I don't know if I'd do that.
I would trade Simmons, Sanheim, or Myers, and a first.
No, I don't do that. I would for make 1 year trade. Of Karlsson?
Yes.
No, not a chance.
Yes. I would go to 3 players for sure. I'll drive the bus. But players are no problem.
I think the ceiling on Myers and Sanheim, like, neither of them is Karlsson. Let's get that out here.
Neither of them is Karlsson. No.
Right, exactly. Say what you just said again.
Nobody is Karlsson. Correct.
So if you can get that guy for 1 year at relatively little cost to your current franchise and relatively little cost to your future franchise, why don't you do it, even if it's only 1 year?
You do.
Right, because you're upgrading Sanheim.
I disagree.
You're upgrading Sanheim to Karlsson. Let's just say it's Simmons, sure, Sanheim, and a first. Would you do that deal?
For 1 year of Karlsson? Yes. No. I would do it knowing. I would do it knowing I could sign him for eight
listen,
more.
Even if you end up not re-signing him, you lose Simmons, who is probably going to be on the third line. If he's going to be in the top six, then Jake will be on the third line, or somewhere along the way, you have a replacement for him in the top six. You lose Sanheim, who you're upgrading directly to Carlson, right? Sanheim to Carlson is a clear upgrade.
Yeah.
And then presumably you're going to go pretty far, so it's a bad first. Why don't you make that trade?
You do.
I disagree because
one of the elements you're forgetting. This, I mean, this is different than the Sixers. This is no, and even the Phillies. This is hockey heaven.
No, this is
Philadelphia is hockey heaven.
It's, right.
People come
Everybody
here.
Everybody loves
don't
this
leave.
Franchise.
They don't leave. I'm not saying you're definitely going to sign him long term.
Well, no, he says not to sign him.
But you're going to be doing it on your terms. If he you get him into the locker room for the year and you love him and
no,
you
he
love
said
his
he doesn't
style,
want. Kyle said he doesn't want to sign him.
No, what I'm saying is it's all.
I'm saying you don't necessarily sign him.
If you love him, then you keep him.
Right. Well, no, and no, I honestly, the reason I don't think they're going to re-sign him because you got to think about it. Provorov needs a deal
he's
next summer.
He's the only one that's going to get a long term deal. He's going to get 2 to 3 years.
I hope they sign Konechny long term.
He's not that player yet. You're too high on him yet. I think he's going to be a very good player.
But that's the thing. You got to sign the contract
okay.
based
you
on
also
who you
have,
think he's going to be.
You also have Yuri Laterra, $4 million coming off the books. You got Andrew McDonald, $5 million coming off the books.
Okay. What?
You have Gudas, $2 or $3 million coming off the books in the next year or two. You have money to spend.
Yeah, but...
They have money to spend.
You forget, man. Ivan Provorov's going to get a big, fat
no,
contract.
He's going to 8 years... $6.5 million. Lock it
That'll be the best deal in Flyers
lock
history. You lock it up right now.
Lock it up.
If Ivan Provorov signs
six
that deal,
half,
that
maybe
goes
seven,
down.
Maybe
that
seven.
Goes down as the best contract in Flyers history.
8 years, $7 million.
Two Norris trophies.
If you do make that deal, and you get Carlson in here, and he's everything you think he is, and you think you can win a Stanley Cup with him, why would you not sign him? Because you have players of a lesser pedigree to sign.
I agree.
It makes no sense.
I'm not saying. Okay.
No, I'm adjusting that to Mike.
That was to him.
I would love
you're saying you wouldn't sign him long term.
No, I said I would. Oh, who? Konechny?
No, Carlson.
No, I said Konechny.
No, he said he wants to sign Carlson long term.
I want to sign Carlson 8 years, $11 million.
That's a lot of money, man.
But you're doing it on your terms. You've had him for a year. You see what he is, and you know if you're spending the money wisely.
Right. I want to make that trade knowing that there's a strong chance he doesn't re-sign.
I'm okay with that, too.
Even if it's 80-20... that he doesn't resign versus resigns. I make that deal in a heartbeat.
So do I.
I don't because
Mike, you'll win a cup.
You don't win a cup this year.
You could.
Yes,
no, you
could.
They don't have goaltending. They don't have goaltending.
It doesn't matter. With Eric Carlson, you don't need goaltending. I'll
yes,
play
you
goalie.
No, Carlson's not a defensive player. He's strictly offense. You don't have a goaltender yet. That's why I signed him to a long-term.
If you score eight goals a game, it doesn't matter
They're
who's
not
in net,
score eight
Mike.
Goals a game. How's Ottawa doing?
Ottawa's a train
okay,
wreck.
Still,
Ottawa
still
doesn't
goal-
have anybody scoring goals. That's their problem.
You still need goaltending.
Does he make you a better team?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Does but he put you in the Stanley Cup finals this year?
No.
You're an idiot.
They're not.
I don't think either one's is etched in stone. It may not.
I just don't think they
what
will.
What I'm saying is
they're still
Simmons
a goaltender away.
Does Simmons being on the team guarantee them getting to the finals or getting to the playoffs or being a train wreck?
Nothing. None of the above.
A throwaway.
No.
Sanheim, a throwaway. The number one pick, well, you got to give something to get something.
Right. And if you're as good as you think you are, it's going to be a 28, 29, 30, 31.
To me, it's such a no-brainer. It's got no shot of happening. Ottawa would never take
no,
it.
No, I agree.
I don't think that they're going to win the cup this year, even with Carlson, because they don't have goaltending. And then I do think Sanheim can help them win a cup when Carter Hart comes the next couple of years.
You don't make every trade based on can this win us the cup. It's based on can this make us better.
Right. Honestly, the Flyers need to stop being a bubble team. They need to decide that they want to be a competitor.
Sure.
And this is the kind of move that competitors make. This is the Pittsburgh Penguins trading for Phil Kessel.
Well, they don't have a Sidney Crosby or even a Geno Malkin. Or somebody who can stop the
damn
puck.
Something to be said for Claude Giroux, Nolan Patrick, Travis Konechny, Jake Voracek. Well, this is a good team.
Those players are not the player of Sidney Crosby or Malkin.
I think what you
said
was the Flyers don't have a great player.
Yes.
Which I would agree.
Yes.
What's Carlson?
It's borderline, but that's fair.
He's a great player.
He's the best defenseman in the NHL.
He's the best offensive defenseman in the NHL.
Okay, if you're starting a franchise today and you have to take a defenseman first pick, who is it? If you want to win a cup the first year.
If you want to win a cup the first year. So
if you
want to
win
I'm
a cup the first
year,
you're
not for the future.
Right, you're not picking Provorov or one of these young defensemen. You want to win a cup this year, who's the first defenseman you take? It's Erik Karlsson, and don't tell me anything else.
Yeah, I'll give you one of either Carlson, Doughty, or Hedman.
Like that's a valid top three, but it's Carlson. And it's not even particularly close.
I think it's Dowdy for me, but I'm still all over this Carlos.
I personally hate Drew Dowdy, to be honest.
Okay. Dowdy, the Hall player. I was upset when
the Kings, I know when they extended
when the Kings
him,
signed
blah,
him long
blah,
term.
Blah.
I wanted him. He was going to be a UFA next year. I wanted Dowdy. Yeah,
he would have been a perfect fit here.
Yeah, he would have been.
Imagine the free agency market next year if Carlson and Dowdy both hit the market.
That'd be nuts.
Chaos.
Be nutty.
All right, Mike Senior. Who wins the Metro this year? Junior, same question's
it's
to you.
It's close. I mean, there's three teams that could definitely win it.
It's four or five, I think. Maybe not five.
I think
five,
it's the Capitals, the Penguins, the Flyers, and then the second tier teams, right?
Yeah,
and then you got the Devils and like
the Jackets. The Jackets. Who I don't love. I don't buy
right.
the Jackets.
And then like way down the list, you got Columbus. Well, no, or you got
Islanders
Carolina,
the
Islanders, and the Rangers. All three of those teams are bad.
I'm just waiting for the Hurricanes to eventually take a step. Right, like they have to.
You would think.
I mean, they have Andrei Svechnikov now.
Right.
They have Dougie Hamilton now.
Yeah.
Can I ask something about the question itself?
Yeah.
Does it really matter?
No.
Not really. Not particularly.
Because, I mean, Pittsburgh won the Cup 2 years in a row, and I don't think it was the division winner either year.
No, Washington won the Presidents
they
both years,
right.
I think.
And they just won the division, didn't win the division, and won the Cup.
Right.
So...
No,
it doesn't matter.
Washington won the division this year.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. The Penguins were second. The Flyers were third.
Okay. I didn't think they did.
Yeah, you're right. I
know.
I misspoke.
Yeah, you're right. They did. They didn't win the President's Trophy.
They didn't win the President's
Trophy. Which is what they did the previous 2 years.
Nashville won the President's.
Right.
You know, but it does kind of matter because it gives you the chance of dodging a first-round Metro matchup if you get that wild card team. Now, it's probably a Metro team. But the Atlantic's also pretty good this year.
The Atlantic might be better than the Metro.
The Atlantic's fantastic.
I mean,
Tampa's incredible. Toronto's going to be really good. Never count out Boston. Florida keeps taking steps forward.
Mike Hoffman.
Sure.
The East as a whole is really good hockey.
I agree. I think for the first time in a long time, the Eastern Conference is better than the West.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, it is.
Definitely.
And I don't think that's been the case in a while. I don't think that's been the case in a very long time. So it's,
no,
it's
the,
nice
the
to
East
say.
Was top heavy for a number of years.
Right. There was two or three really good teams.
There.
And there's now seven or eight teams in the East that can not only make the playoffs, win the Cup.
I was going to say, whatever of the eight teams make the playoffs,
Tampa,
any one of those eight could win the Cup.
In the Atlantic, Tampa can win the Cup. Boston can always win the Cup. Toronto can win the Cup. Florida could make a run.
They can make a run.
They keep
I don't necessarily think it's super likely.
It's the natural progression.
They're stepping forward.
I mean, one more year of Barkov. One more year of Trocheck.
One more year of Bobby Lou. That's your problem.
Sure. I mean, he's still playing great hockey.
I heard he stays in Florida in the offseason just because he's so old. He lives in the retirement communities down there.
I got it. It's a joke. Cracking jokes.
I know, right?
But he's still playing good hockey. They just got to limit his time a little bit. But
with who?
They still have Reimer?
No. I don't think so.
Hold on, I'm looking up.
Regardless, that's just the Atlantic.
Yeah, exactly.
And then in the Metro, you have the Flyers, the Penguins, and the Caps. And I don't know if you want to consider the Flyers a Stanley Cup contender. It's fair
if
you say no.
If they have a goaltender, I think.
We're also
forgetting about the Buffalo Sabres.
They're going to be good this year.
Who just added Jeff Skinner.
Yeah, they're... I don't
Rasmus Dahlin they're going to have.
I think they're a playoff team. I don't think they're a Cup team.
They will be under 500 and miss the playoffs. Again, you heard it here first.
Wow.
Okay. Strong prediction.
I disagree.
I don't think it's insane.
It's not insane.
I think this team is going to gel and play well, or they're going to be awful. There's not going to be an in-between.
It is still James Reimer in Florida,
I don't think Buffalo is an 85-point team. I think they're either a 95-point team or a 65-point team.
And you can be a 95-point team and not make the playoffs.
Yeah. I think your playoffs are, in some combination, I'm not doing seeding, Flyers, Penguins, Capitals in the Metro, Boston, Tampa, Toronto in the Atlantic.
There's two more spots.
And then your wild cards are Florida and either Columbus or Buffalo.
And so you're talking about unseeding Columbus.
Right. And I think it could be Buffalo. So
I don't see it.
That's why winning...
Okay, that seems really good.
Then even if it's Columbus... You want to win the Metro because you don't want to face the Penguins or the Capitals. You want to face either Boston or you want to face either Buffalo or like a Columbus type team, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So who wins the Metro this year? So it does matter. Because you get that first round matchup.
I'll concede that. I'll concede that.
Okay.
Because, yeah, the different structure of the playoffs now.
Right, exactly. It's no longer the 1-8, right, where if you're the 3 seed, you're going to get the six.
That said,
by the way, how do you feel about that, in a word, about the new playoff seeding?
I don't like the seeding.
You prefer the old one?
Yeah.
Okay, that's valid. Give me 1-8. I like the current setup, and I know Mike Jr. doesn't, but, like, I like the current setup, but regardless. Okay, who wins the Metro?
Pittsburgh.
Okay. Now, is there any reason for that? They did not win the division this year.
Because they're better than the other teams in the division. I know it's not directed to me, but...
Is there a reason that they didn't win the division this past year? Are they better this year?
I don't believe Washington will be as good. They're a year older.
And they don't have their coach anymore.
And they got that real rich Tom Wilson.
That is true.
He's making a ton of money.
Yep.
You saw that news, right? He signed a big, awful extension.
Right. I love the player. Don't like the contract.
I don't like the player or the contract.
I like the player.
Absolutely love the player. Yeah. He would look great in orange and black.
I would love him if he was ours, but he's not. But I acknowledge that I don't like him because he's not ours.
Right, which is why I like him.
Right. I hated Barnaby. I hated Kasperaitis.
He was a crumb.
I hated
Ty Domi.
Right, exactly.
I respected Ty. But it's isn't he one of the over 100 guys that you don't like talking about?
Maybe.
Pittsburgh won the cup back-to-back years.
Yeah.
It's tough to just continue to win. It's hard to do.
Yeah, they had a bad season this year.
It's hard to do.
And bad for them still meant second in the division.
Right.
Matt Murray had a rough season.
They did not have a great season.
The whole team had a really rough first half.
Yeah. And they still
after the second half turned around, they were the best team
in
hockey.
They flipped the switch and just... Yeah. Crushed it.
And they had Washington right where they wanted them. They just didn't quite get it done.
Didn't finish the job.
The law of averages probably caught up with them a little bit.
I don't think Pittsburgh is an awful pick. Mike?
No. I go Pittsburgh, too. They're better front to back.
And this might be my heart more than my head here, but I'm going to say the Flyers win the division. Yeah. Well,
then they're winning the cup, and then, you know.
No, I don't think so.
If the Carter Hart thing happens,
right,
I'm all in with you.
I think if you run into Tampa, I think you're going to lose in the Eastern Conference Finals. Just because it doesn't matter. Whatever team comes out of the Atlantic, Toronto, Tampa, Boston,
okay,
one of those three. I don't think the Flyers quite have the absolute firepower to get past one of those teams.
And non-goaltending. That's the issue for me.
Yeah, Mike, we know. You've said it 600 times this episode.
It needs to be repeated.
What is the best part of
Toronto? Does it, though?
What is Toronto? The best part of Toronto?
Toronto, they're scoring.
Their center depth.
And they're scoring in general.
I think you're missing one aspect of the team that's truly the most frightening part.
Is it Freddie Anderson?
Their coach?
Correct.
Oh, true. Babcock's really good.
He is.
Babcock's
a really good coach.
If Tavares starts playing hockey that he never played in New York, it'll be because of Babcock.
I agree. It's also that he never had anybody in New York.
I think he's got the opportunity to crank it up to another level. And you might see, we've always known that John Tavares was a very, very good player. You might see John Tavares make his Hall of Fame case starting this year.
He's never had anybody play with him.
I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer as of yet because he's been on such a bad team.
No, he's not.
But he starts
close.
John Tavares starts building his case for the Hall of Fame this year.
Right? Does he start to make that transformation into being the all around?
Yep.
You know, the all around player who's not only the offensively skilled player but the grinder who's willing to do whatever it takes to win the game.
He's going
to
be Mark Recchi.
If he hates Babcock, that's probably going to be the best thing that happens in Toronto. Because it means he's getting the best out of him.
A lot of players hate Babcock.
He'll play better just to spite him, just to shut Babcock up.
Babcock is definitely a
coach. He knows how to pull the strings.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he knows
a lot,
how to
a lot
play,
of players
yeah.
hate Babcock.
Absolutely. And you can't really argue with the success they've had.
Nope.
They're three deep down the middle. Matthews, Tavares, pick your poison on who plays the first line. The other one's playing the second line. And then Nazem Kadri is still a really good 3C.
Sure.
Their defensive core got a lot better. They got a couple guys coming up from the Marlies this year. Andreas Janssen's going to be a great player, by the way. Yep. You heard it here first. Andreas Janssen coming up through the Leaf system.
Okay.
And then they still have Freddie Anderson in goal.
Yeah.
Freddie Anderson's a good, solid goalie.
They're solid.
I don't think he's a top-tier elite, you know, Pekka Rinne, Tuukka-Rask caliber.
They lost to Boston?
They lost to Boston in the first round. Okay. Losing Nazem Kadri for 3 games didn't help their case there.
But they played him with a tenacity.
Need Tommy Wingles in the head.
They played them with a Babcock tenacity that you have to play in the playoffs. They just didn't win the series.
It's Boston.
They didn't play bad.
It's Boston-Toronto. You knew that series was going to be fired up. I was actually listening to our playoff preview the other day.
Oh, right.
And I talked a lot in that show about how fired up Toronto versus Boston was going to be. It was a phenomenal series. Yeah,
Toronto also added Patrick Marleau, who gets swept under the rug a lot.
Yeah,
I think it was a great signing for them.
It was like a year and a half ago. It was like a year ago.
Yeah, he was there for the playoffs.
Patrick Marleau was here on that team this past year.
Yeah, you're right, he was.
I mean, I know.
I was just looking at the lineup, and it threw me off.
Maybe he should be swept under the rug. Okay, we'll sweep him on top of the rug.
Yeah. Patrick Marleau, you know.
I keep forgetting that was a previous year.
He's serving that Jager role. Right.
He's something.
He's your Amir Jager at this point.
He's not a difference maker. Not anymore.
He's a character guy, and I know a lot of people hate that term.
No, it matters.
He's a character guy. Now, Senior, you just said that character matters. Question for you. Does captaincy matter?
Absolutely.
No, it doesn't.
Absolutely.
I disagree.
Talk about this. Why
do you disagree?
I just think
captaincy doesn't matter.
I think it's overblown. I think leaders are leaders. They're going to be a leader regardless of their letter on the sweater or not.
I agree. A leader regardless of the letter. That's fine. No, I agree with that. You don't have to have the C to be a leader. I agree.
Yeah.
But is there any truth to what he just said as far as what he's basing it? That you base it something in your locker room?
No.
That you've been in?
Not necessarily.
I mean, it's not even close to comparable.
No, I know it's not.
You guys never got after going out after the game?
No, you didn't travel together, really.
No, that's very different. That's not him making up his own shit.
But if the captain is not willing to be the captain or is unable, doesn't have the personality to be the captain and get in your face, say that's not how we play, you have to block that shot, you have to throw your body in front of that shot or you can't
play for this
team.
You got to give it your all.
Then it's going to be a problem, especially if there's nobody else in the locker room to do that.
Now, who's the captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs this year?
They don't have one.
Do you think? I'm asking for a prediction.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it'll be, unless he completely wins them over, I don't think it'll be Tavares.
I think he'll get an A. I think Matthews.
Depends on the relationship with Babcock.
I think Matthews gets the C. I think it's time.
I don't know enough about their roster to see who would be the best selection.
Nah, it's not
Matthews
good.
Is young.
But they're such a young lineup. You're not going to put it on, like, all their producers. You're not going to put it on Marner because he's the same age. You're not going to put it on Nylander because he's the same age. Right? Your young, growing core. You know.
Who was their captain last year?
Nobody.
They didn't have one.
They ran three alternates.
Maybe they don't have one again.
Yep.
Maybe. That's fair.
Unless Tavares wins them over.
Right. Unless they're willing to put it on, like, a Morgan Rielly.
If they didn't put it on Marleau, I guess they're not going to put it on Marleau again.
No, it's not going to go on Marleau. Absolutely. I mean, not at this point in his career. I think he has an A. I don't think he's going to get a C. Just because they want...
There's not only production tied to the C as well.
Right. And because it's such a heavy hockey market, Toronto, you want to have a captain you can build around and brand. Like, their last captain was Dion Phaneuf.
Yep.
I think their next captain is going to be Austin Matthews. It's just a matter of when they put the C on him. Just because there's so much marketing value there. And whether he is a leader in the locker room, they want him to be a leader publicly.
Sure. And you just brought up a name that shows, Mike, why the captaincy matters so much.
Yeah.
Because Phaneuf is a terrible captain, and they never did anything.
That's fair. That's why they ended up with a guy
like
Matthews.
He is not a bite your nose off to win the game. He is not a slide in front of the puck and let it hit him in the face kind of guy.
Sure.
He's just not. He's not. He's, you know... He's soft. There's no other way to put it.
Soft.
I disagree. I think you're a leader on or off the ice. I think it's overblown by the media and fans.
Okay.
You're going to be a leader whether you have the captaincy or not.
You can absolutely be a leader without the C.
The question was, does the C matter? I never said that you can't be a leader without the C, but you tend to say that the C is almost irrelevant.
I didn't say it's completely irrelevant.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Well, the C doesn't matter. It's a pretty strong statement.
Right.
It doesn't.
Then that's irrelevant.
Do you understand how synonyms work?
Yes, I get that.
Sorry.
What's the best sports movie of all time?
Wait.
If Miracle's the best sports movie of all time, Arruzioni was the captain of that team.
Sure.
Did that captaincy matter?
I think it's a little different there.
How?
Because it is.
How is it different?
I don't know. Because it doesn't suit your purposes? Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay. So what you're saying is, yes, it matters. You literally said that Arruzioni was your favorite member of that Miracle team because he was the captain and because he put the team on his chest.
It's a movie.
And what was the question they kept asking him? Who do you play for?
It's a movie.
University of Boston.
Who do you play for? The United States of America.
It's over dramatized.
That's how it actually happened, based on a true story.
Based on a true story. Sure, I don't know if that scene actually happened. Nobody was there.
I'm sure that's why he was the captain.
You also put The Natural on the list because it's based on a true story. So what's the truth,
why
Mike?
I put that,
do you know how many players on that team were better than Iruzione?
Sure, a lot.
A bunch of them.
Most of them.
A bunch of them.
Why was he the captain? Of course. Because captains matter.
Because captains matter.
I disagree.
There's your hot take.
The episode of this title is called Captains Matter.
All captains matter.
Hashtag not all captains.
Captain by captain.
Oh, that's sad. The anniversary of his passing was yesterday, by the way.
Really?
Robin Williams.
I did not know that. That was just a quick coincidence.
That's really sad. But yeah, every time Claude Giroux scores, I post "Oh, captain, my captain" on our Twitter at YWT Podcast. You can also find me on Twitter at K Collington and Mike at Mike_Giletto. You can find the show on Facebook, Instagram, Podbean, iTunes, Google Podcast, and LastWordOnSports.com. Our logo is created for us by Ben, at BennyTheJet55, or at FuzzForge. And I think that'll do it for today. I think that's a good place to stop. You guys can let us know on Twitter if you think captaincy matters in sports. You know, Mike's opinion's pretty irrelevant, but that's okay.
It's irrelevant.
We'll figure it out.
It's just wrong.
It's just wrong.
Maybe using the word "it doesn't matter."
It doesn't matter. Irrelevant are the same word.
Sure. I'm gonna take this as a win.
Okay. Sure.
Oh, totally. Once you have him speechless,
once he goes backwards,
he knows you got him. We win. He knows you got him.
My point is, it's overblown. That's my point. It's not the end all be all. People cover it like it's, you know, like it truly.
I'm gonna go back
and defines the team.
I'm gonna go back and find clips from previous shows where he said that captaincy doesn't matter.
Well, he's gonna change that next show, and you can have that conversation. Captaincy is overrated.
Right. Remember in the first episode when you said the Flyers weren't gonna make the playoffs.
And then later on
when you said the Eagles weren't going to win the Super Bowl. And then later on,
to
when
be
you
fair,
said the
100% of Eagles fans said the Eagles weren't going to win the Super Bowl.
At what point?
At the beginning of the playoffs.
With 2 minutes left to go in said Super Bowl.
That's fair. I was pretty nervous.
Yes, when Tom Brady had the ball with 2 minutes left,
anyway,
you thought the game was over.
Those are our plugs. We're going to wrap it up for the day. It was really nice to be back, man.
Yeah, it was.
Last week was brutal. I missed not doing a show.
I missed not listening to one.
Mike Sr., thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome. I was happy to be here again.
We determined last time you were on the show that you're not on Twitter or anything, so the people have no way of reaching you, but that's fine.
Not unless they come here at 7 o'clock in the morning on my way to work when I come see the baby.
No, thank you. Anyway, you know how to reach me. You know how to reach Mike. If you have any messages for Mike Sr., just let us know and we'll pass them on. And until next week, we're not skipping another week. Until next week. That's it. We'll see you.
With 2 minutes left to go in said Super Bowl.